Welcome to the Hollow Earth Network. Tonight, here live from Hollow Earth. Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. Starships are arriving from throughout the galaxy. Earth is putting on a show. Benevolent Argarthians, emerging from subterranean cities, bring information long withheld. Learn what everyone knows but us. Immense starships are arriving from distant star systems. Why? Earth is transitioning to fifth dimension. This is a galactic event.
Are you there?
This is Anne.
Our loving Hollow Earth family brings knowledge.
No.
Knowledge of our evolution to fifth dimension. What should we know? What should we do? How should we prepare? Where will we be in December 2012? Learn from the most informed network on the planet. The Hollow Earth Network.
Well, hello, everybody. A lot of you all probably recognize my voice. This is Anne DeHart from the Hollow Earth Network. Many of you have heard me usually twice a month already on our conference calls, and this is our debut on BBS Radio. This is a very special call. We're reaching to an entirely new audience and also bringing along with us our loyal supporters who have been with us since April. Before I go any further, I want to, the call will be just an hour. On Saturdays, we have a two-hour call. And write down this information now, because when we get into some of this information, I may not get a chance to speak again. Write down hollowearthnetwork.com. And there you will see the history of everything that has been happening live with Hollow Earth since April. It'll give you all the information that we won't be able to take time for on tonight's call, and it will allow you to catch up with the same foundation that those of us that have grown with this information have already acquired. So we all have the same basis of knowledge. In April, right on the first day of April, I received a call from an old friend who asked me if I would like to be on a conference call with a man who had been to Hollow Earth six times. And without blinking an eye, I said, sure, I'm game. I had known of it, but I had never pursued it because it never had any particular position in my life at the time. But I was always wanting to know more. The next day, April 2nd, about 20 people had been invited. There was actually about six or seven of us on the call as we were introduced to Colonel Billy Fay Woodard, who is retired from the U.S. Air Force. It's my pleasure this evening to introduce Colonel Woodard to you, who we very affectionately call Billy. We're very much like a family, and you'll notice that as time moves on. But I'm going to ask Billy. We have an hour, and we usually divide it half with Billy and half with his father, who is in Hollow Earth. And Zora speaks to us live through Billy. So first, we're going to ask Billy to give us as much of an overview of who he is, who he really is, how he got here, and why he's here. How long he will be with us, and who Zora is. So, Billy, in your own words, I won't interrupt you unless I think there's a little something we might want to interject. So, tell us your story of how you are up here on the surface. Weren't you born in Hollow Earth?
Yes, I was. But before I go into that, I also want to hang on a moment. There's an ambulance coming by here.
We caught Colonel Woodard on the road tonight.
Okay. Before I go into that, I also want to mention that Jane is my head coordinator for the Hollow Earth mission and will be speaking along with me.
Well, that's fine. That's however you want to present this. We just want to know what your story is and why we have this Hollow Earth network.
Yes. Okay. Well, I came to me and my twin sister were brought to the surface for the sole purpose to give out a message that was not presented back in 1947 by Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd, who flew into our domain back in February of 1947, made contact with our population, and was given a message to give back to the surface world. When he came back to the surface world, he was unable to give out that message. So we were asked to come to the surface to give out that message ourselves, means he was prevented from doing so. So we were brought to the surface by an airship. We were deposited in a park in Wichita Falls, Texas, back in 1951. And we went to an orphanage for a while. We were adopted by a military Air Force family, the Woodards. And so we were adopted, and then we were separated shortly after that. My sister was literally sold to the Air Force for research and experimentation to find out why she was so intelligent, why she had so gifted. But she was taken back home at the age of 9 by way of an elusive airship that came and picked her and scooped her out of the hands of the military and taken back home. So she is now in the Hollow Earth waiting for me to return home. Now, it was left to me to give out the message. So the message is Hollow Earth. The Earth is hollow, not solid, as you've been taught in your schools. That's a lie. However, your powers that be don't want you to know that the Earth is hollow. So they fed you a line of bull or a line of lies concerning the true makeup of the Earth. And that truth is this. The Earth is hollow, and it has a central sun, which shines out through the polar openings, reflects off of ice crystals called crystalline, then reflects back to the Earth as a halo of light. That would be your northern lights and southern lights. That's what creates the northern and southern lights, not the reflection of the sun out here. Even NASA has come to the conclusion that the southern lights and northern lights appear identically at the same time. So that kind of negates the theory of a reflection from the sun or solar winds. Anyway, so that kind of gives you a synopsis of my past, how I came to the surface. Now, I was also in the military, and my last duty station was Area 51. For 11.5 years, I was there. While I was there, I took 6 trips to Hollow Earth. And I took two other journeys went to a subterranean city known as Talos, located beneath Mount Shasta. So I had been there twice.
How did you go to Hollow Earth from Area 51, Billy?
It was by way of an underground shuttle.
How deep is that area?
The, The underground shuttle stations at Area 51, so the upper levels were created and bored out by the RAND Corporation, which was a civilian contracted boring machine. And the other tunnels that are below that were tunnels that were already there. They were just utilizing them. But the lower tunnels below level 27, there's 27 levels in Area 51. And the first of the upper levels are manned by the military. And here recently, levels from 6 down to the 27th level were taken over by the Agarthians. The Agarthians are subterranean people that are in the crust of the earth. The earth's crust is 800 miles thick. And, within that earth crust, there is 7 different civilizations known as Agarthians. And there's other civilizations as well. You have the leprechauns, you have the elfin, you have the gnomes, you have the, fairies. And, all these are different civilizations in the earth's crust. And there's 7 separate ones that are there. And the 8th one would be in hollow earth, the inner side of the shell. That gives a pretty well, lowdown as to what, hollow earth is, the existence of hollow earth.
So you took
hollow earth
six
is where the central sun is located. It gives off a light and a warmth inside the earth, which, allows life to exist there. And the life that exists there is much taller than you. Many of them are extremely tall. They are remnants of the continent of Lemuria. And there were some that were already there called the Arianians. These are the ones that Admiral Byrd met back in 1947. So that flight that Admiral Byrd took, it was a reality. It wasn't a myth. It wasn't a controversy or whatever. It was a fact. And hollow earth is a fact. Back in a long time ago, your world thought the earth was flat. And for a long time there, people believed that because they would sail off into the, off over the ocean and suddenly their ship would vanish. So they say they fell off the edge of the world. No, they didn't. They just continued on around. Which finally came to the realization the earth was round. Yes, it is round, but it flattens at the poles. When it gets at, up around the 87th parallel, it begins to flatten out and curves inward. And that's where the opening lies. It's approximately, let's see, between 500 to 600 miles due north of Greenland is where the opening is located. So if you were to go from Greenland directly north, you would run directly into the opening.
If you went there, would you fall right in, if you got up to the hole?
No, you're not going to fall in. You're going to adhere to the inside of the shell. See, the Earth's gravity, the center of gravity is located in the center of your Earth's crust. It's not located in the center of the planet. It's in the center of the Earth's crust, 400 miles in. And as you curve around the opening in the north, when you get halfway around it, you can dip a cup into the Arctic water and get fresh water. That's because the salt is drawn down by the gravity at that point, the strongest point of gravity. And that draws the salt down so you can dip a cup in the ocean and get fresh water.
Mm.
So that's, gravity will keep you adhered to the surface, even as it curves around into the interior.
And so it holds you on the inside like it holds us on the outside. And then does the temperature change as you make that transition, as you go through that thickness of the earth?
It transitions from frigid temperatures to subtropical, between 73 to 76 degrees. It varies in those ranges.
Billy, this is so important because you came up here with a mission, and the whole purpose of this call is to enable you to fulfill that mission, which was the intention of completing the unfulfilled mission of Admiral Byrd, and that is to let us know that there is a hollow earth. Why do we need to know this, Billy?
You need to know this because you have sisters and brothers in the hollow earth that love you dearly. The people in the hollow earth are in a very a complete harmonious state of existence. All the plants and animals and cetaceans and the people all communicate by way of telepathy. It's mind-to-mind communication. The trees will talk with you. The animals talk with you. The people talk with you all through a telepathic communications. It was a universal language at one time.
That's amazing.
And also, the reason for knowing about hollow earth is so you can transition to the fifth dimension. You are now in the fourth. You went from the third to the fourth dimension in January of 2006. That's when the entire global world shifted from third dimension to fourth. You are presently in the fourth dimension. Very soon, you will be passing into the fifth. And when that takes place, that's when you become galactic humans. You will no longer be limited to the confines of the Earth.
Have we been somehow suppressed in the development of our species? Should we be a little further advanced? Are we sort of infants in the cosmos or in the galaxy in regard to our awareness?
If your different governments on the surface of this planet, if they had done what they should have done, they would have educated you of the existence of hollow earth at that time, and you wouldn't be in this backward condition that you're in now. But the problem was they didn't do it because of fear. Fear is a big issue, and fear is the biggest downfall of most countries. Most wars and stuff like this was all created because of fear. And all of this wasn't meant to be. You people are not limited beings. You were taught from birth that you're a limited creature, and you're not. There's more power in your mind than you could possibly imagine. You have the power to heal each other and one another. You don't have to go to a minister to be healed. You don't have to go to a hospital to be healed. You can heal yourselves. You have that ability within you. From the smallest child to the eldest of elders are healers on the surface of this planet. But they haven't been told that. They haven't been taught that. I'm here to tell you, I can teach you. And show you that you're a healer.
And that's your purpose in being up here, enable us to regain. Did we lose our abilities somewhere along the line? Shouldn't we have been born a little high?
With them. Understand what I'm saying. You are born with these abilities. You don't lose them. You've had them since birth. You are an unlimited being, all of you. The only limitation is you put on yourselves. You think you're weak and you're powerless. I have news for you. You're not. There was an incident that took place in the past. You probably heard of them, the milk carton kids. Kids that vanished without a trace.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and they were put on milk cartons and stuff like this. And you've heard, it was in the past, there was a thing called crib death, and where infants were, massive amounts of infants perished in hospitals. But guess what? They didn't perish. They were taken to underground facilities and tested. Your government realized the power that lies within a newborn, and it scared the daylights out of them. Because the infants, the newborn infants, have a immune system that is stronger than an adult. They can combat any disease or sickness that you can put on them, and they can resist it. The only problem was the governments realized this and knew that if they allowed these infants to reach their full potential, they would be in a world of hurt and they would no longer be in charge. So they did this in mandatory inoculation stuff and vaccinations and things of this nature. And this is ruining your children. You don't want your children to have to be able to have to go through inoculations or vaccinations. All that does is nullify their creative power and their healing power. Everybody, like I said, everybody walking the face of this planet is a healer, regardless of who they are.
And even
you need
if
to
we
stop,
do have
you need to stop your petty wars. You need to stop your different countries, you know, going over there and like the United States going over to Iraq and all this. They got no business over there. They need to be here in their own country. And you need to stop this bickering and fighting amongst yourselves, because all it's going to do is hinder you from reaching your full potential of fifth dimension. But let me tell you something. This planet is about to go into fifth dimension. And you people better wake up, because if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
What should we do, Billy?
You need to raise your vibrational powers. You need to raise your consciousness levels. And you need to realize the truth. And the truth is, you're unlimited. You don't limit yourself. And in essence, you are immortal.
Even if
you're
we
immortal.
Had the inoculations, there's some things that are posted on the website that you and Zora told us that we could offset those inoculations, so we don't have to
the
disable
laminine,
the inoculations.
The laminine, there's a product called laminine, which was created with the assistance and with the guidance of the Agarthians. And this laminine will help in the development of your consciousness and your vibrational levels, yes. It also fortifies your immune system. It reverses the aging process. It gets rid of wrinkles. You can open the capsule up, put it in your daily routine of facial cream or whatever, and it will totally do away with wrinkles.
I didn't know that.
There's all kinds of things that this can do. You can take. I'm going to describe a technique for you that you need to learn, because it shows you that you are unlimited beings and that you are healers. What you do is you take your right hand and create a karate chop and put it on the table next to a glass of water or a food plate or whatever. And then you take your left hand, you join your last three fingers with your thumb. That creates a vortex. Your index finger is extended outward. You take it and you lower the hand down onto the table, the back of your hand onto the table. And that creates the vortex going through the glass or through whatever you're eating. And it will change the molecular structure of that food or water, and it will change the flavor of it. What you're doing is you're purifying it. And you can purify food, you can purify water. You don't have to have a Brita, pay hundreds or thousands of dollars for a Brita filtering machine when you can do it yourself.
Well, we have to prepare. How much time do we have to learn where we're headed and what is the best thing.
Time is short. Time is short. That's all I can say. Time is short. And right now, the latter part of last year was the beginning of what was termed as emergence. Emergence is where the Agarthians were coming to the surface to show, to clean up the atmosphere, to clean up the pollutions in the rivers, streams, and oceans. All this is taking place as we speak. People have seen Agarthians in Salt Lake City, in cities of in Chicago, all over. They have seen them because they were ready to see them. They were open to them. They raised their consciousness levels so they could see them. Everyone that's most, a lot of people that have received headbands that I have made and sold to them, by wearing these, they were able to raise their consciousness levels to the point where they could actually see the Agarthians. So that's still
taking
place.
If they're coming up here, are they going to help us prepare ourselves? Are they your sort of like teachers or something?
They're coming to you in your dream state.
Oh.
When you have dreams, they're coming to you in your dream state. They'll come to you when you, if you raise your vibrational levels. First, if you stop eating dead foods, is a detrimental stoppage of your innate abilities that you're born with. Dead foods is anything that has a face, leave it alone. If any living foods would be fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But dead foods, such as chicken, beef, pork, whatever, leave it alone.
We've got to really get busy if time is... how much time do we have? Do we have the year of 2012 before us yet?
By the end of this year, 2012, will be the gathering. The gathering is where the ships that are coming into the atmosphere and come, well, not just the atmosphere, around the Earth. There's one in particular there's been a lot of talk of, Elenin. That craft is now situated directly in front of the sun. When the sun starts going down, if you put on a pair of sunglasses and look at the sun, you will see a gray orb in front of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That gray orb happens to be Elenin.
I thought, wasn't Elenin a comet? Didn't they try to tell us Elenin was a comet, and then someone said
it
stopped, it didn't move for 24 hours?
Yeah, it stopped next to Jupiter, and then it started up its path toward Earth again. It is now situated directly in front of the sun, and you can see it when the sun starts dropping below the horizon. Mm-hmm. You can actually see a gray orb or a gray circle inside the sun, the brilliance of the sun.
It must be a huge ship. It must be big.
It's very big. It's two times the size of Earth.
Oh, and it's
okay,
a ship.
So it's very big. Okay,
oh.
But it's, you know, and Jane has seen it. You can ask her if you want an eyewitness. She has seen it. And
Peter said
other
he
people
saw
have
it,
seen
yeah.
it as well. But like I said, if you look at the sun with sunglasses, as the sun is dropping, starting
mm-hmm.
to drop, you know, just above the horizon, and you look at the sun, even though it's bright, you'll still see a grayish light in front of it. And that's Elenin.
And will we ever be able to actually see it individually?
Yes, it will. In Australia, they have already seen two moons. One of those moons is Elenin.
Hmm.
Now,
I saw that. I was afraid to post it till I talked to you. I don't like to put a lot of things up unless you approve it.
No, that's a fact. And there were two moons that showed over Busby, Australia, back in, was it August? August of last year.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning.
Huh?
Elenin will be offsetting from the sun, which it will appear as two suns. This will happen probably in the very near future. But right now, it's situated directly in front of the sun.
What a good place to hide in plain sight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Plain sight.
planes. Oh, Billy, tell before we bring Zora on, tell everybody who Zora is.
Zora is my real father. He is my real father in Hollow Earth. And he comes and channels through me. When he comes in, I go to his, to where he is, wherever he happens to be. If he happens to be in Hollow Earth, I'm there. If he happens to be on Elenin, I'm there. So wherever he happens to be at the time that he comes into my being, that's where I end up. And he comes into me. My countenance changes. My voice changes. He doesn't like glasses, so my glasses come off. And he gets up and he walks around and talks to people. He don't just sit in the chair and talk. Like a lot of these channelers that you heard about that sit in one position, they don't move or nothing, but they sit in a chair and they do a lot of talking. But when he comes into my being, he can literally stand up, walk over to you, and hold a conversation with you. So he's very knowledgeable about, in terms of subjects of Hollow Earth and the existence inside and all that. He doesn't really care to go into current events because to him that's irrelevant. And another thing is now 6:30, so I'm going to become silent here for a moment. I'm going to let Jane talk. And I'm going to call my father for us, and you'll be hearing him next.
Okay, we're looking forward to it.
All right.
Hi, Jane.
Here's Jane.
Good evening, Ann, and good evening to everyone.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet all of you. And at this time, Billy is Zora will be coming through through Billy. I just want to emphasize, as Billy and Ann have already emphasized, the importance of everyone beginning to at least investigate and being open to the existence of Hollow Earth. Just as we had to learn that the Earth was round and that it was not flat. It's an eye-opener. It's something that you have to do a paradigm shift of. And actually, you can realize through Billy and Zora the reality of Hollow Earth. So, Zora is now appearing, so I will hand over the phone now to Zora.
Well, thank you, James.
Indeed, beloved masters.
Oh, hi, Zora. Welcome to our new radio show. This is the very first appearance of these shows that will be every other Monday. It's not a long show like our Saturday morning that runs 2+ hours. This one will end at the end of 1 hour. And right now we have about 25 minutes left, and it's all yours, Zora, to introduce to this brand new audience. Many of our regular followers are aware of this, and they're here, but many people are new. This is brand new to them, and we're hoping to make this a very foundational call with Billy has told us pretty much his story. I'm sure you probably were listening in, and we're going to let you just enlighten us as to why it is important and why you sent your child up here out of that beautiful, beautiful Garden of Eden that you live in down there into this. Why were you willing to send actually your two children up here to the surface in an effort to communicate with us? What's the message?
Quite simple. The purpose for sending my siblings to the surface was to allow them to convey the existence of our world to the surface. And they were, even as Admiral Byrd was prevented from doing so, so was my daughter. And so she returned home, and it was left to Billy to do so. And Billy is doing quite a fine job of doing so. The importance of knowing about Hollow Earth is to let you know that we of Hollow Earth are your sisters and your brothers. and we care deeply for you and love you all. And we wish for you to know also that you have what is called a fifth dimensional existence awaiting you. And very soon that fifth dimensional existence will begin to take shape. And when it does, you will be changed, literally. Your physical body will take on what is termed as a fifth dimensional existence. It will become translucent, your body. But presently, you have much density on your body, and therefore you do not have that translucent appearance. But soon you will. And also, you also, child Zoraya have mentioned to you, you are quite unlimited beings. In fact, you are what would be termed as gods and goddesses. So, that being said, you must realize that you have been taught lies upon lies upon lies by your so-called higher education and by your so-called governments. They have been trying to keep you under what is termed the thumb shelter, to supposedly for your own good. But be aware, it is for their good, not yours. They are doing this precisely and deliberately to keep you under power. You have power within you. All of you do. And you must realize this, and you must realize also that the power you possess within your being, if it were released, were able to be released, even at this time, able to release it. Could you imagine what could be accomplished? There would be no more war. There would be no more sickness. There would be no need for hospitals. There would be no need for ministers. There would be no need for any of this, because you are gods yourselves. In your Old Testament, Bible, it stated, God said, let us make man in our image. Notice how that was said. In our image. In our likeness. But there was an addition to that in the original scriptures. With our powers and abilities. Now what does that tell you? That tells you that you are God. Or goddesses. So you have to understand this and believe it. Take back the power that you have been deprived of. You have this power. You have the power to take back your power. And your governments will have nothing to say about it. Because you are the ones in control, not them.
How do we take our power back? I know Billy was telling us about the milk carton children and how they were observed as they grew and found to be actually much smarter than the scientists who were observing them. But then they introduced inoculations, and most of the people from those days forward have been inoculated. Is there some way we can rid ourselves of that encumbrance?
As Billy has said before, you have what is called laminine. Laminine is a substance that was created by a doctor who was given the knowledge through a dream. And that dream was from the Agarthians. And they taught him how to make this product and how to distribute it. And yes, it is a wonderful product that will help you to focus better, to heal better, to reverse your aging process. All of this is the elements of Elenin. There's two elements in Elenin that will be changed presently. One is cartilage from a shark, and the other is from eggs. These will be replaced by more of a more natural substance, and so you need not fear that of animal product within this substance, because it will be rectified and it will be changed. So either way, even presently, the side effects of this product is not harmful, but helpful to you. And when it is replaced by other more organic substance, then of course it will be even more powerful.
Oh, that's
but presently good. It is quite powerful and quite advisable to take. It will help you to concentrate better, more clarity within your thinking. The headbands do that and more. The headbands will allow your subconscious and conscious minds to come together and think as one mind.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of using 5 to 10% of your brain, you will be able to use anywhere from 50 to 75% or more. So you have the ability within you.
Well, you know, it's just this has been such an awakening.
I'm going to also relay to you another exercise. I was told that it has a copyright upon it, so I will word it differently.
Okay.
It is basically a way for you to raise your consciousness, yes, and raise your vibration.
Yes.
And the technique is simple. You sit in a lotus position and you create what is termed as a triangle of protection.
Mm-hmm.
You start from the from your third eye. You come down to what is termed as your right knee in the lotus position.
Mm-hmm.
Then back over to your left knee, and then back up to the third eye.
Oh, okay.
And as you're doing this, you create a protective triangle.
Okay.
And then You bring the palms of your hands together and you bring them out in front of you, creating what would look like a clamshell, and send it forth from you, push it out, and you will blow through your teeth. You blow through your teeth in segments between 4 to 6 times in concession, blowing through your teeth. Not like that. Like that.
Yeah. And each you time you blow, what do you do with your hands each time you blow, Zora?
Excuse me?
Do we do anything with our hands as we do this blowing?
They are in the position of a clam. Your palms, both of your where your palms join your wrist are together, and you point them. One up and one down.
Oh, it's open at the fingers,
that way,
huh?
And you blow.
It's open at the fingers? It's open at the
fingers? You blow through your teeth.
Uh-huh.
You blow outward through your teeth, and you will feel the energy go outward from your hands as they are opened up.
Okay.
And you will do this in concession between 4 to 6 times, and then wait a moment, rest, and then do it again.
Oh.
And then you rest, and you do it again. And soon you will feel the energy flowing up within you, coming from your first seal, or your first chakra, up to your crown chakra, and then outward. And that raises your consciousness, that raises your vibration, and that raises your awareness. And it gives you the power to achieve, the power to manifest, the power to create. You are the creator. Understand this. Thought is the creator. Thought always is. And whatever you think, you can become.
Going back to this exercise, because I'm trying to make notes so I can post it on the website, Peter did a video demonstrating it, and you have probably seen him do that, and it's it helps, but I think I'm going to type this up and add it to the website so we can, this seems very, we have to do everything we can to purify ourselves.
I'm going to have Jane.
Yeah.
At a time that I'm there, she is going to videotape as I go through it, and then you will be able to put it on the website. It will be directly from me.
Oh, how wonderful.
I will do it, and you will take a video of it, will be taken, and sent to you. So you can have the proper way to do it, and distribute it among them.
That is perfect. That is wonderful. Will we be able to put it on the website itself?
Indeed, it will be on the website itself.
Okay, because, you know,
that must be brought over as well, that I'm going to mention now. Many of the calls in the past that have transpired, there has been much chatter, extremely too much chatter.
Okay.
And this must subside.
Okay.
The information must be gotten out. Less chatter, more information. Less chatter, more information.
Mm-hmm.
So, this must be accomplished.
Would you like us to, how would we go about that? We've been allowing people on the Saturday calls to raise their hand, and we don't know what their question is going to be until it's presented. And sometimes it does seem trivial, although your answers have almost justified the question.
I understand this. Billy and Jane will call you after this call, and it will be set forth at that time.
Okay.
The guidelines that will be set forth, and they will be followed.
Okay.
Getting off of this, back to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The hollow earth is more important than what I just said. But the mission, Billy's mission, was to give out information about Admiral Byrd and give out the contents of that message that he was not allowed to give out at that time. It was a threefold message. The first part of the message was that of the use of nuclear power, atomic energy, nuclear power.
Mm-hmm.
This was never meant for man to use. However, unfortunately, it is being used. But that is one that must be diminished rapidly. It has very grave side effects. The second part is a healing, what is termed as the healings of the, at that time, diseases that were upon your plane, that were taking lives most rapidly. Cancer. Cancer, contrary to popular belief, cancer is not a virus. It is not a cells gone wild, as it is so termed.
Mm-hmm.
It is a parasitic plant. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You have what is termed as an oak wood, and you have what is termed as tobacco.
Okay.
These two plants are indigenous to what is called Gaul. Gall is the purest form of cancer. And when they burn the wood, because it burns hotter and longer, it is the gall on the bark that is the culprit. is the parasitic plant.
Mm-hmm.
When it is burned, it becomes airborne spores, and you ingest it within your body, and it becomes cancer in your cells.
And how to get
to
rid
kill
of it?
This, to kill this, you must use a herbicide, as it were. The more common element to get to do away with what is called cancer would be termed as clinical iodine.
Okay.
You inject it directly into a cancer growth, and it will kill the cancer within seconds. That is your cure for cancer.
Okay. I'm writing that all down. We need to get this information out to people so they can help themselves and not
feel... And the third part of that message was the existence of our world.
Okay.
And the sisters and brothers that reside there.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of them. The importance of Hollow Earth is to, and the realization of it, is to allow you, peoples on the surface, to transcend your limitations, to become all that you can be, and that would be gods and goddesses. That, in essence, is the threefold message that Admiral Byrd was to present to your surface world, but was unable to do so, because his superiors commanded him not to speak. On behalf of humanity, is what they so stated.
Yes.
But in reality, they were afraid.
Yes, yes, it's all a matter of control. And it's not just our government. I guess you're speaking of all governments.
I'm speaking of all surface governments.
Uh-huh.
As I'm speaking now, there are others that are speaking to other prospective governments, even this night, talking about what we are talking about. So, these are Agathians that are witnessing or giving communications to the prospective governments, the governments of Germany, the governments of China, the governments of Russia, the governments of England, the governments of India, the governments of whomever. They are all receiving the same message.
Wow. From the Agarthians, who have all, how many are on the surface now?
250,000.
250,000 Agarthians on the surface.
But globally, that's only a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, it is. You said that you call these prospective governments. Is there going to be a transition from today's government to a prospective
government? The governments that are in power now are soon to lose their power.
Okay.
And your, what is termed as your Federal Reserve System,
mm-hmm.
is soon to become no more.
Mm-hmm.
Your, what is called as your federal government, is soon to become no more. They have already been given notice that they are to shut down. And the new government will be taking place.
Wow.
Taking its place. And this is a government that is enlightened and knows what must be done.
This is so exciting. It's a very propitious time. Zora, we have 5 minutes. I'm going to let you make the best use of those 5 minutes.
What I am going to say for the next 5 minutes is this. Know who you are. Know that you are gods and goddesses. You are not limited. You never were. Only you limit yourself. You have the ability to heal yourself. You have the ability to create from the ethers. You can create what you desire just by manifesting it. You say, well, how do you manifest? First, to manifest, you must write down what you want to manifest. When you have done this, then you go through the process. I give you an example. Someone wants a vehicle, a car.
Okay.
And they manifest, they want to manifest it. First, they go down and they drive one at a dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this, they write down exactly what they want in the vehicle. And that's manifestation, mm-hmm. creative visualization. And you, on a daily basis, you go out and you begin to wash and wax and whatever, or vacuum out your car you are creating.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this continually, without fail, every day.
Mm.
Every day. Soon you will have what is termed as a manifestation in your driveway.
Mm.
So, it is done all the time. That is called creative visualization.
Mm-hmm.
You assume you already have what your desire is. Because thought is the creator. Thought always is. And what you think, you can create. Did you not create the world you live in? Indeed, you did.
Well, we have, you know, many of us have heard this, but I don't know how seriously we accepted it. The words are not new, but the meaning that you're imbuing into the words is having
Indeed.
A great impact on us.
But the point is being this. You need to, it is not about me. It is not about Billy. It is not even about emergence or gathering. Is what is termed as knowing who you are and taking that power back.
Thank
and
you.
When you do this, you will change,
okay.
literally, in your being. When you realize in yourself that you are gods or goddesses, you will start acting accordingly. And when you do, watch your world change. Do you
well,
understand?
Well, we have already passed the close of our show. I'm
Indeed.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we must close on schedule since we're on radio. There's no
may
after
harmony,
time.
May harmony, peace, joy, and laughter be with you all.
Wonderful.
So be it.
And we look forward to talking with you again in 2 weeks. And thank you so much, Zora. We all need to hear your message. Okay, I think we have closed and we're off of the air.